I think we're all standing, so if you either put your hand over your heart or if you're a military salute, we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, I guess we can't sit down, so we'll have to be standing, huh? Good afternoon and welcome. My name is Barry Swanson. I am the president of the Carl Sandburg Historic Site Association and also a member of the Galesburg Public Art Commission. We're pleased to have all of you here today to share in the celebration, and it's certainly an honor for all of us to be at this historic event. We are privileged to have a number of distinguished guests to mark the occasion who we'll recognize later. However, without further ado, I would like to introduce the mayor of Galesburg, the Honorable John Pritchard.
Thank you very much. I was asked to come here and speak, wasn't given any particular idea, so I guess I get to talk what?
25
minutes? Okay, great. All right, so I guess I'll start with a brief history lesson, you know, with a few words about Carl Sandburg and why, what he did in his life, which has caused us to want to put this statue in place. Carl Sandburg, of course, was born at 313 East 3rd Street in Galesburg, January 6, 1878. Behind the home stands a small wooded park. There beneath remembrance rocks lies the ashes of Carl Sandburg, who died in 1967. Carl was born second of seven children to Swedish immigrants. Carl quit school after the eighth grade in 1891 and spent a decade working at various jobs in Galesburg and elsewhere. He delivered milk, he harvested ice, he laid bricks, he threshed wheat in Kansas, he shined shoes at the Galesburg's Union Hotel before traveling as a hobo in 1897. In 1898, the Spanish-American War broke out and Sandburg volunteered for service. At the age of 20, he was ordered to Puerto Rico. Upon his return home a year later, he entered Lombard College, supporting himself as a call fireman. After that, in 1907, Sandburg worked as an organizer for the Wisconsin Social Democratic Party, writing and distributing political pamphlets and literature at party headquarters in Milwaukee. Sandburg met Stretchen, who he married in 1908. Who are you? He went on, you know, so he began his career as a writer, political organizer, and reporter. After he was married, the responsibility of marriage changed his life, and he opted to return to Illinois and took up journalism. For several years, he worked as a reporter for the Chicago Daily News, covering most of the labor issues, and later writing his own feature. At that time, of course, he'd been writing various publications that had not received much national recognition. However, in 1922, the Rutabaga stories were published. This is a book, a fanciful children's tale. The book prompted Sandburg's publisher, Alfred Harcourt, to suggest a biography of Abraham Lincoln for children. Sandburg researched and wrote for 3 years, producing not a children's book, but a two-volume biography for adults. His Abraham Lincoln, The Prairie Years, published in 1926, was Sandburg's first financial success. He moved to a new home in the Michigan Dunes and devoted the next several years to completing four additional volumes, Abraham Lincoln, The War Years, for which he won a Pulitzer Prize in 1940. Sandburg continued his prolific writing, publishing poems, a novel, Remembrance Rock, a second volume of folk songs, and an autobiography, Always the Young Strangers. In 1945, the Sandburgs moved their herd of prize-winning goats, one of which is represented here in metal, to Flat Rock, North Carolina. Sandburg's complete poems won him the second Pulitzer Prize in 1951. Sandburg died in North Carolina at his North Carolina home, July 22, 1967. His ashes were returned as he had requested to his Galesburg birthplace in Carl Sandburg Park behind the house. His ashes were placed beneath Remembrance Rock, a red granite boulder. 10 years later, the ashes of his wife were placed there. So Today, of course, we've got the statue outside. It's a beautiful statue, of course. We appreciate the work Lonnie Stewart did in creating that those artful pieces. And of course, I want to recognize the work of the Galesburg Public Art Commission, Chuck Bednar, president, and the many other volunteers who worked hard to raise the money to create the statue. And of course, it would be appropriate to thank the many local businesses who contributed money to help pay the cost to create the statue. And with that, I will switch to the proclamation, just because I came prepared. Proclamation, speech. All right, here we go. Whereas for 19 years, the Sandberg Days Festival has provided our community the opportunity to come together to celebrate the life and legacy of a Galesburg native, two-time Pulitzer Prize winning poet and Lincoln biographer, Carl Sandburg. And whereas the festival features literary, musical, historical, and children's events, this year, these include a parade, a reception for a Carl Sandburg statue to be located in Central Park, multiple speaking engagements with special guests, Sandburg biographer Penelope Niven, and a concert series, Poetry Slam by Mark K. Smith, Writer's Workshop, as well as the annual Writing and Photography Contest. And whereas the pride we have in this community collaboration reflects the pride we feel about one of Galesburg's absolute finest citizens, let his joy fuel our celebration and our fondness for his memory engage our hearts as we honor Carl Sandburg during the 2014 Carl Sandburg Festival. Now, therefore, I, John Pritchard, Mayor of the City of Galesburg, Illinois, do hereby proclaim April 23rd to April 26, 2014 as Carl Sandburg Festival in the City of Galesburg and urge everyone to join the festivities in making this a huge success and a fun time for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, how long was the Lincoln-Douglas debate? Like 4 hours? Right down the street, I think. And everybody stood, so you just, you know, it'll be good, okay? So just relax. It's my pleasure now to introduce our State Representative, Don Moffitt.
Well, thank you, Barry. And those of you that have chairs, why don't you go ahead and, if you want, go ahead and sit down. And hate to tell you.
Well, you could offer them your chair.
Thank you very much, and what an honor it is to be with you. Mayor Pritchard, members of the City Council, County Board members, people that have made this day possible, and all of you that turned out to make it a success. And Mr. Sandburg, who's looking in through the window, greetings. It is good to be with you. On this historic day for the return of Carl Sandburg, I don't know if any of you have watched, there's a TV commercial right now promoting tourism in Illinois. And there's a little miniature Abraham Lincoln, and he goes different places, and he goes to the Lakeshore Drive and sees the skyline of Chicago, and he goes to, I think, Starved Rock and sees a waterfall and sees the big rock and formations. It goes different places around Illinois, and each time this little figure of Lincoln looks up, he says, wow. He goes to the next place, wow, and so on, next place, wow. Well, when I saw the sculpture, Bonnie, I want to say you brought some more wow to Galesburg with that sculpture. Wow. And to all those that made it possible, thank you for bringing some more wow. Carl Sandburg is, without a doubt, our most famous son. He rose to national and international prominence. He was no doubt influenced and shaped and molded in part by the citizens of Galesburg who were his friends, his family, his acquaintances at that time. He rose from very humble beginnings in Galesburg, born into a family of no particular wealth, prominence, privilege, fame, power, or influence, and yet he went on to do great things. Carl Sandburg's rise to prominence, his very successful career, like Abe Lincoln's rise from humble beginnings, is a great example and inspiration for our youth today. Carl Sandburg gave us many words to live by and learn from such things when he said, nothing happens unless first the dream. And Abe Lincoln and Carl Sandburg and a lot of other people had dreams, and it was a dream to do this, and now it's a reality. As an amateur student of Lincoln, I am forever grateful for the excellent biographical works that Sandburg wrote about Lincoln. I see part of the message and example from Carl Sandburg and Abe Lincoln as being, don't let your current surroundings or circumstances dictate or define who you are or who you become. Lincoln understood that history would be the ultimate judge of his accomplishments and his presidency when he said, fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. We and this administration will be remembered in spite of ourselves. No personal significance can spare one or another of us. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. We, even here, hold the power to bear and bear the responsibility. Abe Lincoln addressing Congress, December 1st, 1862. Much of the history that Lincoln was talking about there, thankfully, was recorded by Carl Sandburg. I'm thankful that he used some very wrote great volumes of history and used beautiful words about Abe Lincoln. When written by Carl Sandburg, said the following, not often in the story of mankind does a man arrive on earth who is both steel and velvet, who is as hard as rock and soft as drifting fog, who holds in his heart and mind the paradox of terrible storm and peace, unspeakable and perfect. Here and there across the centuries come reports of men alleged to have these contrasts, and the incomparable Abraham Lincoln is an approach, if not the perfect realization of this character, Carl Sandburg. So today, we honor our most famous citizen. We welcome our most famous citizen back. Congratulations to everyone involved in making this day possible. Carl Sandburg, Lonnie, thank you for bringing some more wow to Galesburg. Welcome home, Carl Sandburg. Thank you.
You're listening to live coverage of a ceremony welcoming the statue of Carl Sandburg to Galesburg on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It is my pleasure now to introduce the president of the Galesburg Public Art Commission, Mr. Chuck Bednar. Chuck has been one of the most instrumental driving forces behind bringing this wonderful piece of art to Galesburg. And we'd like to welcome him now to the podium. Chuck.
Thank you, Gary. What a great way to kick off the Carl Sandburg Festival week. Today has been such a memorable day for all of us and for the community and the warm welcome that you have given Mr. Sandburg. This was a dream, yes, that Don mentioned, and it started a long time ago with Peter Gorham, who originally thought about the idea, and it was Lonnie who did the creativity of a maquette. More recently, about 4 or 5 years ago, we got together to resurrect that idea and form the Galesburg Public Art Commission. The purpose, of course, is to promote and encourage art within the city, and this has been our first project. The project belongs to you, because you, the people, have contributed so much to it. It's all been from private funds. We have all, our pennies and our donations have made it all possible. It's paid for. And when the statue is finished in the park, it will be gifted from the Galesburg Park Public Art Commission to the city of Galesburg. It's a fitting memorial for Mr. Sandburg. It's something that's going to be here for 100 years from now. And we can be very proud that we had a chance to be a part of it. Besides our working crew of diligent people who have been on the board, we have some behind-the-scenes people, too, that have been very important in arriving at this point. The first one I would like to commend, on behalf of our board, to the City of Galesburg and the City Council, because they had the vision to realize the importance of Mr. Sandburg and to allow us to site it in Central Park. The second point I would like to meet is some of the men that were behind it and the people. One of the persons that we've trusted from the very get-go was Harvey Ponder, because it was Harvey's truck and Harvey's sweat to get it over here today. And Harvey, wherever you are, our hats are up to Harvey Kleinberg. And then there's Wayne Allen. We were able to get together with Wayne from the very beginning if we had any problems. He gave us encouragement. And we really appreciate Wayne Allen. Thank you very much for all you have done. I'd also like to mention Salvador Garza. From the beginning, Salve is on our board, but even before that, he encouraged us, he appreciated the work of Sandberg, and he encouraged us to also to become more associated with the art community in Galesburg, because it was an important part of art that would be finally be commissioned here. The other person that we've had as our engineer is Kevin Kilbert. And Kevin has provided some great engineering and detailed drawings to allow us to make sure that when Mr. Sandberg gets up on his pedestal, he's not going to fall over. And the other person that we would like to mention is the McAllisters of Q's Cafe. We've met there every month for the past 3 or 4 years. They're always there. We drink their coffee and enjoy their hospitality. And we want to thank the McAllisters for hosting us every month. Thanks a lot to Annette and to Walter. The best is yet to come. We have a vision. We know what it's going to look like. We now need to get the funds to get through the second phase, and then it will be completed. Again, thanks for all of you for being here today. It's because of your contributions that we've been able to arrive at this milestone. And now it's my special privilege to introduce somebody that from the very get-go we knew who it was that we wanted to create this wonderful memorial to Mr. Sandberg. We don't need really introductions to Lonnie Stewart, but I can only tell you how grateful we are and the community that is here for all the sweat and emotion and creativity that he has put into this from the very beginning, from this clay to the final moments of getting the castings made. Please welcome Lonnie Stewart.
Thank you very much, Chuck. It was a wonderful introduction. And I have to say, when you work on something like this, a sculpture, this enormous, it's a collective process. It's a collective process, and this is the most beautiful thing for a sculptor to experience, because you meet so many different wonderful people. Your challenges are multiple, and from the very get-go, as Chuck mentioned, it was a dream, and we tried several times to make that happen. And Chuck came to town, and it was a totally different story, and he created which has been a wonderful support, and all of you are included in that, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because without your support and your funds, this would not have happened. Thank you. And a special thank you to Penelope Nevin, provided me with a lot of insight in Carl Sandberg, which I did not know. Of course, she is his biographer. And that was very valuable to me. I visited Connemara a couple of times and fell in love with this wonderful goat. I love Nellie, and I knew Carl's association with the goats and his family was tremendous. The goats and with his dairy, he and Paula, his wife, had a dairy farm, as you know. And she was originally going to have cattle, and it was Carl who convinced her that she should have goats, because he had a special love for goats. His aunt lived in Galesburg and raised them, and he played with goats all the time as a child, and he had a lifetime love for goats. So I decided to place the goat with Carl in the composition. And I selected from Connemara one of the original descendants of the herd. And there were three Hertz, actually. This was the Nubian that I love so much with the floppy ears. I think we all like that romantic goat. And I just must tell you about Nellie. She just gave birth to quadruplets this last week. And that's very, very much unheard of in the goat world. I mean, it's quite a phenomenon. So she's a very famous goat now. And hopefully, maybe for two reasons, okay? But I love Nellie. And again, thank you, Penny, for all of your incredible support and your information and direction. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. And thank you all again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You can do better than that, can't you?
Yes.
You guys pretty talented.
There it is.
Amazing. Thank you, Lonnie. Penelope Niven has probably done more to assure the legacy of Carl Sandburg than any one person. She is the critically acclaimed author of Carl Sandburg, a biography, Steich in a biography, and most recently, Thornton Wilder, a life. She and James Earl Jones co-authored Voices and Silences, praised as a classic on acting, and she has written a memoir titled Swimming Lessons. Carl Sandburg, Adventures of a Poet, her biography for children, was awarded an International Reading Association Prize for exceptionally distinguished literature for children. It's one of six books honored among publications in 99 countries. Her definitive biography of our hometown literary giant has been published worldwide and told the story of a young Swedish boy born of immigrant parents who ascended to greatness on the world stage. We are honored that she is with us today to celebrate Mr. Sandberg's homecoming. I give you Penelope Niven.
Thank you all. It's wonderful to be here today. I was in Maine last week talking about Thornton Wilder, my most recent subject, and I said next week I will be in Galesburg, Illinois for the Carl Sandburg Days Festival, and there will be a parade. And so far there is no Thornton Wilder parade. This is wonderful to be here. This is a very special day in Galesburg history, the day that Carl Sandburg comes back home in the extraordinary sculpture by Lonnie Stewart. It's wonderful to see how many people have joined together to make this work of art possible. Lonnie, first of all, whose gifted hands and creative vision have brought Sandburg to vivid life. I doubt that Lonnie has kept track of the hours he spent thinking and dreaming and researching and designing and crafting Carl and the delightfully real and symbolic Nellie. For Lonnie, this has been a labor of love, and it shows. You fancy, when you look out there at Carl in the rain, that you can almost see him breathing. He's that real and that alive. I had the luxury of devoting 843 pages of writing to evoke Carl Sandburg's essential character and nature and his wonderful creative accomplishments. Lonnie has done it visually. You don't need to read my 843 pages. You can see the man in all of his dimensions in that beautiful, beautiful statue. Then I'm so impressed with the cooperation and the devotion and the determination of the remarkable organizations in Galesburg, the Carl Sandburg Birthplace, the Galesburg Public Art Commission, Carl Sandburg College, the Penny Parade, and more. I've traveled here many times, and I am always amazed and grateful to see what this town does for this poet. You hold the keys to his legacy, and you keep the doors and the windows open so he continues to be seen and heard and celebrated far and wide. I thank you. I salute you. No other American poet has been so fortunate in his birthplace, in his hometown, in the tangible memories and regard expressed by the people here who care about Carl Sandburg and his work and his legacy and who helped to keep it alive. I congratulate you, Carl. I congratulate you, Lonnie. I congratulate you, Galesburg.
Thank you, Penny. Lonnie has a couple of other people he'd like to mention, so just come forward.
Thank you, Ray. I have stage fright, and I forget things sometimes. I wanted to just talk a little bit about the process of bronze. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but it's very complicated. And you must work very closely with a good foundry, and you you have to trust the foundry and know that the artist working with you as a foundry producer is in your head, you know, and you really work very closely together. And I found such a foundry with Kyle Chipman, who has Hot Scotsman's in Peoria, Illinois. Kyle, are you here? There he is. He's, you know, he's a brilliant. He's a brilliant artist in bronze foundry work and an artist in his own right. And were it not for Kyle, I think part of the connection is that we're both Scots. And we really worked together nicely on it. So I wanted to thank him and his crew, you know, for being here today and for all the work. Thank you, Kyle.
I've been asked to recognize some people, and this is a rather lengthy list, but there are a lot of people to thank and a lot of people to recognize. So the first thing I want to do is give a little plug for a fundraiser that we're having on May 17th at Suwanataha. It's Our Stars Dancing, Our Stars Dancers, I think it's, we're called, we can't say Dancing with the Stars because that's a copyright infringement or something like that. These people are just as good, I guarantee you. Okay? So if they would just raise their hands, if they're here. First, Mark and Jeanette Klein. I think they're at the back of the room. Sherry and Dave Stuckel. I don't know if they're here or not. I heard these are the odds-on favorites, but I don't know if this is the case or not, but Cece and Rita Wilcox. Stiff competition, though, from Kit and Pam Wilcox. Kit's doing his best Joey Bishop, or Frank Sinatra imitation there. Rick and Lori Sundberg. Jody Patterson and Bob Bondi. And Gary Mustaine and Heather Norman. Are you, Heather? I also would like to announce that there is a Reader's Theater tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, one of the events, at the barn at the birthplace. And some people will be reading The World of Carl Sandburg, which was written by Norman Corwin, which was one of Carl's friends. So it's kind of a cool thing. If you get a chance to do that, we'd like to have you there. There are a bunch of events coming up in the festival, and you can look it up on the website. I'm not going to go through all those, but Penny is doing a writer's workshop, and she's going to be speaking at Knox, and she's going to be speaking at Galesburg High School and the Public Library. So I encourage you to look on the website and attend those events. I'd like to thank Stacy Jones from Ameren. They have graciously agreed, in conjunction with Breslin's Floor Coverings, who will be moving in here, to allow Carl to temporarily be displayed in the window. We'd like to also thank the following people for their contributions. Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad President Tony Fulton. Thank you, Tony. What are you now, an associate editor, something like that? Something, assistant editor, okay. Jay Redfern from the Register Mail, and Tony Scott. Is Tony with you or not? Okay. John Palillo, Blick Art Supplies, Materials. Where's John here? I know him. Greg Chops Bacon, is Greg here from the county board? And any county board members, raise your hand. Thank you. Harvey Ponder, Lackey Monuments. We've already recognized him, but we'll recognize you again. Thank you so much, Harvey, for all you've done. The Sign Depot Express for signs and magnets that they helped us so we put on the for the parade. Any city commissioners or other politicians that are here, please raise your hand. We promise to be nice to you, so you can raise your hand. Galesburg 205 Superintendent Martin Arthur, is Bart here? He's probably working. She's been introduced already because she's a great dancer, but Carl Sandburg College President Lori Sundberg. I don't know if anybody's here to represent Knox College because Dr. Teresa Mott was going to be here but was called away on a family emergency, so she was not able to attend. Are Pete and Judy Gorham here? They're not here? Are they not here? Well, that's too bad because we should give them a round of applause because this was their vision. So. Bob Clark and his band back there. Thank you. We have two Girl Scout troops here, Group Scout Scout 8916 and 8734, and Boy Scout Troop 209. Thank you for your, maybe they've already left, but thank them for anyhow. So, members of the Sandburg Historic Site Association, will you raise your hands? These are some hardworking people that keep that site going, so thank you for your work. People who are festival sponsors or on the Sandburg Festival, please raise your hands. Thank you for your hard work. And the Galesburg Public Art Commission members, raise your hands. Thank you. I'd like to give some special notice to some major contributors. We've already talked about John Palillo of Blick. Blick Company has done gave us a very generous donation, as well as the Register Mail, but also Doug Sanders of F&M Bank and Mark and Jeanette Klein, who are Chicago donors. So thank you very much for those contributions. I think that about covers it. Although I would like to say thank you to Linda Heinrichs and Heather Norman, who serve on our Public Arts Commission and are standing right there and have done unbelievable amount of work for all of this. And they deserve a special round of applause, as well as our President Chuck Bednar. And last but certainly not least is Robin DeMott, who put this thing all together, did all the details. The devil's in the details, but she's no devil. She's an angel, I guarantee you. So a big round of applause for Robin. And she told me I had to conclude this with some remarks. Okay, everybody ready? It's only going to take about 25 minutes? Okay, good. Part of this, what I'm going to read is something that I actually read part of this when we gathered together to first begin this project. A number of you were there, but I'm going to repeat some of it because I think it's important. Here's what I said. Galesburg and its surrounding communities have long valued the importance of art and those artists who produce it. From the Galesburg Civic Arts Center to the Knox College Symphony, this community is known nationally for the excellence of its artists, and its commitment to recognizing the value of the arts. The Pulitzer Prize-winning author, Willa Cather, a Midwesterner herself and daughter of the prairie, once wrote this about art. What was any art but a mold in which to imprison for a moment the shining, elusive element which is life itself? Life hurrying past us and running away, too strong to stop, too sweet to lose. Today, we have gathered to honor and recognize two of our own artists. Each is a prominent artist in his respective field. They've been brought together from the past and present to send a message to the future, reminding our community of its character and its cultural identity. The desire for fame and fortune was not the prime motivation of either Carl Sandburg or Lonnie Stewart. It was instead the need to create and to share their God-given talents with others, and to bring beauty and a greater understanding of each other to the world. In 1922, Sandburg wrote a famous line in a poem that immortalized another famous monument. In Washington Monument by Night, the poet reminded us that nothing happens unless first a dream. Pete and Judy Gorham had a dream. They wanted to honor Galesburg's most famous son, to cast in perpetuity the image of a man whose words once did and continue to still influence the thinking and the actions of all humankind. This happens from farmers in the cornfields of the Midwest to the workers on the auto lines of Detroit, to presidents of the United States, to leaders and laborers across the globe. Well, the dream, the first part of the dream, has now been realized. The skill of Lonnie Stewart's hands have produced a piece of art that is a symbol to all who will pass through our city that we are a community that can do anything. We come together with a common purpose, even have a parade in the rain. Such resolve is in our DNA. It has been aged and cultivated for over 175 years, and it serves as a reminder to all that anything is possible. Carl Sandburg and Lonnie Stewart have proven that anything is possible. Both came from humble beginnings right here in this city. Both dreamed big and both walked onto the world stage and achieved greatly. Their art has had a lasting impact worldwide. So art is indeed too strong to stop and too sweet to lose. Our gratitude today to Lonnie Stewart, to Penelope Diven, and to Carl Sandburg for continuing to remind us that art remains a powerful force in our city, in our nation, in our world, in our lives. Thank you all for attending.